The following is a recording of the Sunday morning service of Rangeville Community Church.
And well, it is Mission Sunday. We have a special guest speaker today. We are in for a treat. Now, our guest speaker is known to, I think, just about all of us, Juliet Bellinger. Now, Juliet, along with her husband Rodney and a small team, worked tirelessly, I'm thinking, through 2012 and 2013 to establish the vision that the Lord planted in Juliet's heart, a vision of a ministry to pregnant women. Eva's Place opened its doors in September 2013, 12 years ago now, in Toowoomba. Of course, they're now in four locations. From that time, Juliet served as the executive officer until 2023 when she stepped back from that role, but has now taken up the reins again and is serving as the chair of Eva's Place board. Now, Juliet prepared a message today in partnership with Jody Turner, who was meant to be here, but unfortunately she's become unwell. But we'd like to pray for Jody today, and I will introduce Jody also. Jody is a trained midwife, and she began serving at Eva's Place in 2022 as the coordinator of the Toowoomba branch of Eva's Place. The following year, 2023, she also became operations manager, and this year, in the middle of the year, she took on the new role of CEO of Eva's Place. So it's sad that she is not here, but the good news is we get to hear more from Juliet. So without further ado, and with her message entitled The Compassionate Call to Missions, please give a very loud and warm welcome to Juliet.
Good morning, everyone. It's a joy to be with you today to speak about the compassionate call to missions. First of all, a question for you. How good is your memory? Do you remember last year's Mission Sunday and Melissa Morris's message? Is that a bit of a stretch? I know. Look, sometimes it's hard to remember what happened yesterday or last week without thinking about last year. But last year, Melissa Morris inspired us with her talk, which she called A Willingness to Say Yes. She spoke of the ups and downs of cross-cultural mission and how God kept coming to her, leading her, guiding her, asking her to say yes, bringing challenges into her life. And then she left us with a challenge. She said, what God is asking is that as you walk with him, there is a willingness to say yes. He knows the future and all the needs you have, and he will provide a way. Are you willing to say yes and be someone who he sends into your family, workplace and community, or even internationally? That was a whole year ago. And I remember how at the time I was so taken with her message because it mirrored my own story of working with Eva's Place over the last 14 years. Now, Melissa has worked in cross-cultural missions. She's been overseas and been in Africa and France. And Eva's Place is right here in good old Toowoomba, a local mission opportunity. But as I thought about it, I thought, well, yes, there are similarities. Both required a willingness to say yes, as Melissa said. Both required an activation to follow up on that yes and step out. And both are a response to the compassionate call to missions. The compassionate call to missions is a reflection of who God is. It's recorded in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, when God was introducing himself or describing himself to Moses, we read, Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth. Compassion is God's very nature. It's how he describes himself. And if you notice, it's the first quality he lists in that list of character qualities. Compassionate. Compassionate, of course, comes from the word compassion, and that word is made up of two parts. Com, meaning with, and passion, meaning suffering. So compassion means to suffer along with someone else, to enter into the suffering of someone else. It's more than just feeling sorry for someone. It goes much deeper than that. And the Hebrew word used there in that verse, compassionate, means full of compassion, full of entering into the suffering of someone else. And of course, throughout the Bible, we see God acting compassionately. And there are many, many examples I could have shared with you today, but I've chosen just a few. Firstly, in Genesis, we hear about a man called Lot, and he was Abraham's nephew and living in the city of Sodom. It was a very wicked city, and God was going to destroy that city because of its wickedness. But he came to Lot and told him to get out of the city. He sent two angels disguised as men, and they were saying, get out of the city, you and your family, get out of the city. And we pick it up in chapter 19, verse 16, but he, that is Lot, hesitated. So the men grasped his hand and the hand of his wife and the hands of his two daughters, because the compassion of the Lord was upon him. And they brought him out and put him outside the city. It's like, oh, when you read that, you think, why did he hesitate? But he did. And then God acted compassionately and got him out of there. So he and his family were not destroyed when the city was burnt by fire. And then we come to another city. That city was Nineveh, and it too was a wicked city. And in this instance, God sent the prophet Jonah to speak to that city. And as Jonah preached in that city, the people listened and they repented and they turned from their wicked ways. And so that city was not destroyed. Jonah was a bit put out by that. He thought Nineveh should have been destroyed, and he complained to God about that. But God said to him in Jonah chapter 4, verse 11, should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons, as well as many animals? And in the New Testament, the word for compassion has a similar meaning. The Greek word is splagnizomai, and it means a feeling, a deep feeling from deep within, a gut-level compassion, a gut-level response. Sometimes people have described it as feeling kicked in the gut, that kind of feeling as a response to the suffering of others. And of course, Jesus is full of compassion. As he walked the earth, he felt compassion, or had compassion, or was moved with compassion, as it's translated in English. We look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. When he, Jesus, saw the crowd, he felt compassion on them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 14:14. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion on them and healed their sick. And Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Moved with compassion, which is the more accurate translation, moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, that is a leper, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. So the compassionate call to mission is an outworking of who God is. It's how he wants us to be as we go and fulfill the Great Commission. He wants us to be full of compassion. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 we read, "So as those who have been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience." Did you notice? Compassion is the first in that list too. I think compassion must be really important to God. Now, there are three qualities to the compassionate call to missions, which I'd like to share with you this morning. The first one is that the compassionate call is personal. It comes uniquely to each one. And the compassionate call from God to me to begin the work of pregnancy support right here in Toowoomba came quite unexpectedly. I was attending a midweek Bible study and we were studying this book, When the Game is Over, It All Goes Back in the Box by John Ortberg. Interesting title. And the particular challenge that came out of that study, which God dropped into my heart to start a pregnancy centre, was this. If there is a challenge in front of you, a course of action that would cause you to grow and that would be helpful to people around you, but you find yourself scared about it, there's a real good chance God is in that challenge. Would starting a pregnancy centre cause me to grow? Yes. Well, what did I really know about that anyway? And would it be helpful to people around me? Yes, because at that time in Toowoomba, there was no pregnancy support centre. There was nowhere that offered the unique services that women in a challenging or crisis pregnancy need to meet their unique needs. There was nowhere that they could go. And was I scared about it? Yes. Oh, well, I was very scared. But then you need just more than one quote from a book, don't you, to step out. And so God was gracious and he gave me this beautiful scripture from Isaiah 58. "Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be recalled a repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets in which to dwell." I knew that motherhood was one of the things, one of the foundations of our society that was almost in ruin in our day and age. It was not held in high honour and esteem as it had been in past generations. And so many women were confused about being a mother. And over the years, I had had some involvement in encouraging women in their mothering. And so thinking about a pregnancy support centre, women, mothering, I could sort of see the connection, even though it was really a completely different space. But then just to get that additional nudge along, I recalled a statement that I'd heard over a decade before that from Henry Blackaby and his Experiencing God course. And he said, "Find out where God is working and join him there." This was it. I knew that God was working in the area of pregnancy support. I knew that there was this new wave of pregnancy support centres that was starting across the country. And so it was not surprising in one way that God would want one from Toowoomba. Why shouldn't Toowoomba have a pregnancy support centre? Slowly I began to believe that God was indeed calling me to start the work of pregnancy support. I did feel very scared, and I told Rodney, my husband, and together we made the decision to step out. But the amazing thing was that once we stepped out and said yes to that personal call to missions, then God started bringing that personal call to other people. And six people came to me in a very short space of time and said they wanted to work with me and work so that we could establish pregnancy support in Toowoomba. So we had a committee of eight. And we worked for nearly 2 years. And on the 23rd of September, 2013, Eva's Place Pregnancy and Early Parenting Support opened in Bell Street, Toowoomba. And since that time, that compassionate call to missions, that personal call, has come to many, many others. And we've had many people join the team in Toowoomba, many people from Rangeville, many people from other churches in Toowoomba. And not only in Toowoomba, God had a bigger plan. And now there is an Eva's Place in Dalby and Kingaroy and Roma as well, because God's compassionate call to missions came to other people and they personally responded and said yes. Feeling scared or unqualified does not disqualify you from saying yes to God's personal call. Not everyone is called to start something new, but God's personal call will come, and it will reflect his compassionate heart. It will align with your family or local or national or international needs, and it will also align with your own particular set of gifts and talents. Maybe it is to join someone who's starting something new or come alongside an existing organisation or have those words in season that God gives you, but he will show you. So the compassionate call to missions is personal, but it's also purposeful. It is a merciful action linking God's heart and human need. It's breaking my heart for what breaks God's, as we sang in the song earlier. Having our hearts broken, full of compassion, and going out to do what God has called us to do. So what is it that breaks God's heart? Isaiah 61 tells us it's the poor, the brokenhearted, captives, prisoners, people who mourn. In both the Old and the New Testament, we also know it's the orphans and the widows and the foreigner. And we are called to address the plight of these people and these issues that break the heart of God. In the life of Jesus, of course, we saw it as people in need of healing and teaching and comfort and feeding, like we read in those scriptures just before. With regard to Eva's Place, this compassionate call brings help, support, friendship, and practical assistance to women in challenging pregnancy situations. Many of these women are the orphans and widows of today's society. Many women face their pregnancy and parenting journey alone, and the discovery of a pregnancy is not a time of joy, but a time of fear, distress, and despair. The announcement of a pregnancy can see the very quick departure of a partner, or it can see the withdrawal of support from a family. These women are worthy of our compassion. There are also women who have experienced the tragedy of abortion, many through the coercion of others, or the coercion of circumstances, or many because of that very withdrawal of support from their partner or their family. These women also are worthy of our compassion. When we act with compassion, allowing our heart to break for these women as God's heart does, there is no room for judgment. Compassion and judgment are opposite to one another. Remember Jonah? He wanted to have some judgment on Nineveh, but God said, "Should I not have compassion?" And one of the wonderful things is, one of the most frequent pieces of feedback we receive at Eva's Place is that women say, I didn't feel judged coming here. Or there is no judgment at Eva's place. And that is a real joy, because that means then that women are free to love and nurture their babies both before and after birth. So the compassionate call is personal and it's purposeful, but it is also powerful. Situations and lives are changed when God's people act compassionately, when they move out into the spheres that God is calling them to. Things happen. I must say that Eva's place is sometimes mistakenly thought of as a sweet little not-for-profit where mummies come to get help and the volunteers stand around and cuddle babies all day. It is so not that. It is a powerful work in the hands of a mighty God that is pushing back the darkness and allowing the light of life to come in so that women are free to love their babies to life. And as you heard, our CEO, Jody, was going to come and tell you some of the powerful stories in women's lives. And I do apologise that she's not here today, and she's very gutted that she is not here to speak to you. So you just have to listen to me for a little bit longer. I'd love to tell you about Elise. Now, she phoned Eva's place and she wanted to talk to someone about her unplanned pregnancy. She had an appointment for an abortion booked the following week, but she was feeling a little bit uneasy and emotional about it. Strangely, her partner was supportive of the pregnancy, but she couldn't figure it out. She'd experienced an abortion several years earlier, and she'd made a decision that she did not want to have children ever. But she was still feeling uneasy and she couldn't get rid of that sense of uncertainty. So Elise spoke with a pregnancy consultant. She was able to identify the negative words that had been spoken over her about parenting and her tendency to run away from hard things. She also had the opportunity to discover the reality of the unborn baby growing within her by holding a little life-size model and learning about her baby's development. She experienced hope when she realised she did not have to live in fear, and she did not have to doubt her ability to be a mother. She gave herself permission to change her mind about motherhood. And she continued in ongoing counselling sessions to help build a new mindset. She cancelled the abortion appointment. She became regular in attending counselling. She also joined the mentoring program so that she could understand what was happening in her body and the growth and the development of the baby, so that she could prepare for labour and birth and she could have that support that she needed for her pregnancy and parenting journey. And so she continued right through that pregnancy, and there was much rejoicing as we welcomed a beautiful little baby girl for Elise and her partner. Then I could tell you about Lisa. Now, she was frightened and considering an abortion, and she wanted some information and support to help her make the decision. And so when Lisa was speaking with the consultant, she was able to just download the many worries that were plaguing her. This was her second child, and she was concerned about her age, because she was a little bit older in having this baby, and she was thinking about how she'd just changed jobs and the schooling costs for her other child, and she was going to have a trip away. But there was also a deeper challenge. She had experienced many years of infertility, as well as a traumatic miscarriage that sent her into a deep and dark depression. She was burdened by grief and loss, and abortion, she thought, would protect her from more grief and loss. So she'd shut off the idea of having another baby to protect her own heart. And she was frightened to let herself hope again. But with courage, she was able to step up and engage in counselling at Eva's place and work through these issues. And then she continued the pregnancy and is going really, really well. I could also tell you about 21-year-old Lyndall, who discovered an unplanned pregnancy. And she knew that she wasn't in a good place to provide for that baby. She didn't grow up in a stable home. She'd spent her teen years in out-of-home care. She was dealing with immense trauma and mental health, and she had also experienced domestic violence. So she connected with another local agency who suggested that she come to Eva's place, and when Lyndall was with that worker, together they phoned Eva's place and made an appointment for her. But then on the day of the appointment, Lyndall did not show up. And the caseworker called and said that she'd changed her mind. A month later, Lyndall phoned Eva's place seeking another appointment. And this time she shared about how she had experienced immense pressure from her partner, her mother, and healthcare workers to end that pregnancy. And so instead of coming to Eva's place on that first day when she was supposed to, she booked in to have an abortion. But then she attended an ultrasound scan and she saw her baby on the screen and felt that immediate connection with the baby. And she decided to keep her baby, but she didn't know how she could do that or who would support her. And then she remembered Eva's place. And so she came to Eva's place and she engaged in counselling and mentoring. And by the time her little boy was born, she was well prepared to be a mum. I could go on and on. I could keep you here for a long time, telling you all sorts of stories about women whose lives have been completely changed and turned around because of engaging with Eva's place. But there are babies alive in the world today, and there are men and women who are confident and competent parents because of the work of Eva's place. All glory to Jesus. So I'd like to thank Rangeville Community Church corporately for living out the compassionate call to mission through your support of all the mission partners. Jody and I thank you personally on behalf of Eva's Place for all of your prayer, financial support and practical support over the years. To wrap up, I echo Melissa's challenge from last year. Are you willing to say yes and be someone he sends into your family, workplace, community, or even nationally? And I'd like to add, are you willing to put on God's heart of compassion and have your heart broken for the things that break his heart and say yes to his compassionate call to missions? And as we do at the end of every service here at Rangeville, I invite you to reflect on these two questions this morning. What did God say to me today? And what will I do with what I've heard? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, that you are a compassionate God. Thank you for your compassion to each one of us, allowing us to hear the good news of your salvation and receive it for ourselves. We pray that by your grace, all of us would clothe ourselves with compassion and that you would give us the courage to say yes to your compassionate call to missions. Amen. It's all done.
Thank you. To Juliet, please. I'd like to invite Sarah Wesling as one of our elders and Chris Twiddell, who's both part of the missions committee as well as a volunteer with this place, to come up, and they're going to lead us in prayer. Can I also invite those who have been past members as either board members or volunteers with Eva's Place, as well as current ones, to stand, please. If you're here this morning, would you please stand? No, there's some here. Come on up, Sarah and Chris. Sarah and Chris are going to pray this morning for Eva's Place.
Father God, we thank you for your great compassion and mercy. Thank you for your love for all people, including unborn babies. We thank you that Juliet responded to your compassionate call to missions and that Eva's Place was born. We thank you for Juliet's passionate and capable leadership for many years. Now we lift up to you Jodie, who this year has taken on the role of CEO. We thank you that she is also passionate and capable, compassionate and gentle. Lord, we pray that she will always seek you and that you will guide her and strengthen her. May Jodie find wisdom as she leads Eva's Place. May she have perseverance and courage in the face of many challenges, energy when the days are long, and may she find a healthy balance between family and work. Grant her compassion and peace when the stories are hard. May she also always know your presence with her. And Father, we pray for quick recovery from this illness too, Lord. Father, we thank you that Jodie doesn't serve in isolation, but is surrounded by a team of board members, staff and volunteers. We pray for your wisdom, peace and protection to be on each of these. In particular, we lift up Emma, Esther, Rosanna and Naomi, who coordinate activities in each centre. Lord, we thank you for those that volunteer to help the clients in a variety of ways, and we thank you for their love and compassion for and their willingness to walk alongside those facing challenges. Strengthen them, guide them and protect them and their families so that they continue to serve you faithfully and cheerfully. Thank you for those who have answered the compassionate call to missions, and we pray that many more will respond to your call. May Eva's Place continue to bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, we thank you that Juliet said yes to you many years ago, and we thank you that then there was others that came forward and also said yes, and that together with preparation, with you, with strategies given by you, that they were able to go forth and put together this place that shows compassion to women who need it in the hardest times. But God, we thank you that when the phone is answered, that these women can experience truth and hope, and that as they walk through the doors, that they are greeted not with judgment, but they are greeted by you in the presence of women and even men who come alongside to support them as they walk through the doors. God, we just thank you for all that Juliet has done. We thank you that she has built up a team. We thank you that she has built up volunteers and that she has passed on the vision. We thank you that she has been able to make that stronger as she seeks you and as you guide her. But we thank you that she has also been able to pass this on and pass this on to Jodie. And God, we just ask that you, we thank you for all of Jodie's life experience that she has had. We thank you for the way that you have shaped her and grown her to step into this calling. We thank you for the way that she has had a heart for babies and done midwifery as well. God, we just ask that you release new strategies for her. We ask that you give her discernment, that you release gifts that she needs, spiritual gifts that she needs to take on this role, to grow it the way that you're wanting it to be grown, to reach the mums the way that they need to be reached, and to just make changes and make things that need to happen for future, for where you're wanting to take Eva's Place. So we just ask that your hand be upon Jodie and that she too will be able to grow the vision and keep sharing the vision. But we also ask that there may be many more people who come forward so that this can grow and many other babies can have life. Many other mums and even partners can also be able to hear the same message from those mums. And even other people who think that these lives should not be in existence, but they may also be able to hear the message of hope and see these young mums or these mums who find themselves in this position be able to step up and see the way that they can nurture and become beautiful parents. And so we just ask that your hand be upon Jody and all the team that are at Eva's Place. And God, we just give you thanks for Eva's Place. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That concludes our sermon recording. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or require further information, please contact our church office on 0746 36 11 44, or you can email us office@rangeville.com.